Welcome to MCTV Saturday Insider. I know all of you miss me from my car. I kind of miss it myself a little bit. So I'm out of Studio One today, and I'm back in the car for this intimate talk with you fellow members of the Body of Christ. And I'm pretty excited because I have a plan. I have a plan where me and you, we are going to bring people into the body of Christ like crazy. Listen, Paul would love this. We're going to bring the last member into the body of Christ. Paul would love it. Paul would love that somebody even has an idea, is thinking about this, using his gospel. He would love it. So that's what we're going to do here. I might get to Romans chapter 9. I might actually get to the scriptures. But right now, I feel like a general in an army, and you're the army. We're all soldiers, but I'm like George Patton, and I'm going to issue a charge to you. And here's how it's going to happen. After I finish the 31 differences on the two evangels, I'm going to stay in Studio One. I'm going to stay 5 days a week, but I'm going to begin to make shows that are standalone shows, no series, because, you know, I think as great as the Revelation series was, people probably got intimidated. They checked in on it and they go, geez, this is show number 396. I've already missed 395 shows. How long is this guy going to talk about Revelation? I'm tickled about that whole series. I love it. I'm proud of it. It was an epic run there, and it's still there for all to see, so that is great. But I can see where somebody coming in from outside would go, geez, I don't know, you know, just like a television series, you don't know if you want to invest the time into this thing, and maybe I can't get into the swing if I've missed something, maybe I won't know what's going on because 395 shows went before. So I can see where that could be a little intimidating. Even the 31 differences, it's a series, and I like series. Let me tell you why. Series are easier for me because you know what's coming next. You just follow the scripture text. And all I have to do is look at two or three passages of scripture, and the cylinders start firing. The neurons jump over the synapses, and I could go for literally hours, probably days. So it's easier for me. A standalone show with a single truth is difficult because the next day it's going to be another standalone truth. It's not related to the previous day. But I think that this will enable you. This is where you come in. I think this will enable you to better share these. These are going to be shareable videos. They are going to be hard-hitting videos on important topics. And another thing I realized about this a couple mornings ago, no, this was yesterday morning actually, was how important titles are. Now this is where strategy comes in, and I hate the word marketing, I just can't stand it, but God gave me this insight while I was smoking a cigarette yesterday morning, and it was that I look back at all my top shows, like 22,000 views, 25,000 views, they're always great titles, shocking titles, like People Who Believe in Eternal Torment Are Nuts, Christianity, The Evil Empire. My Billy Graham shows were a lot of views. Why? Because of the name Billy Graham in the title, especially related to his recent death. Everybody's searching Billy Graham. Here comes Martin Zender. The purpose of all this is not to get views. The purpose is to what I like to call widen the mouth of the funnel. So you get something that hits somebody, either it hits them with something that's happening in the news, or you hit on a controversial topic. And I'm going to read you some of my titles. I can't wait to do this. And then they're captured, see, and then they go, oh, I wonder what else this guy's done. Then boom. Then they might say, you know what? These short little 10-minute hard-hitting videos are so good. I'm going to go back and I'm going to take the Revelation series. You see, if you widen the mouth of the funnel, you get more people coming in. The bottom of the funnel, watch the car cam. The bottom of the funnel is still narrow. You're only going to get so many people coming into the truth. But if you widen the mouth of the funnel, then you're getting more potential viewers, obviously, who will then, ideally, probe deeper and want to find more. Not that the topics I'm going to be doing from Studio One will not be deep. They will be. The truth is going to be the same. The truth is going to be as epic as ever. It's the titles that are going to be... I'm going to have to think... This is another thing that's going to take a lot of time, is coming up with titles. Having said that, I brainstormed. After I had that cigarette, I brainstormed and I just read into my phone all these titles that were coming to me, and I just printed them out. Look at this. There's no breaks. Look at this. This all came to me. I'm showing you this on the car cam. This all came in a matter of 25, 30 minutes. Probably maybe 20 minutes. And I just spoke them into my phone. I haven't really looked at them yet. Seriously, I have not looked at them yet. So this is the first time I'm actually looking back, looking at these. No, I was not under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, but I was inspired. I was under the inspiration of nicotine, but it really helped. I mean, these are just off the top of my head titles that I think will capture people, that will work well in search engines. My part is to make the show. My part is to come up with a catchy title that's going to snag people. And the thing is, we want to teach them the truth so that they can have joy inside of them, so that they can escape the Christian rat race, so that they can escape guilt and religious bondage, so they can escape thinking that God is going to torment most of the world for eternity. That's the goal here, is to give them an expectation, give them the life, give them the truth, bring them the true Jesus Christ, not the pop icon Jesus Christ. That's bottom line. You need to know that for sure. And I know you do, but I'm telling you that anyway. That's the bottom line behind all this, behind making the studio for Studio One, behind everything that I do. I mean, I'm not trying to just score brownie points in heaven, you know? I mean, I might be doing that, but I want people to get this. And I must blow up the error. I must. That's what I do. I've told you this before. Every time someone in Scripture makes a hard stand, and if I can use a modern colloquial phrase, kicks ass. Every time that happens, there's a resurgence of truth. There's a, if you want to call it a revival, I hate to use that word, but, you know, what does Jesus Christ do? He walks in to the temple and he calls the leaders vipers and hypocrites. Calls them whitewashed tombs. And the people were impressed by that. Nobody had ever spoken like that. That's what they said. Nobody's ever spoken like this man. He has truth and he kicks ass. And then he turned the tables over of the money changers. That was impressive. Then Paul goes to the island of Paphos and he's there with Mark and Barnabas, and they, of course, meet the proconsul there, Sergius Paulus, and he's being prevented to speak to the proconsul, who is an intelligent man. Scripture says he's intelligent, and there's an asshole in there called Bar-Jesus who was opposing Paul. And Paul says, "You son of the adversary, enemy of all righteousness," and he cusses the guy out, just takes him apart. And the proconsul was so impressed, he believed. That's the pattern. Anyway, listen to some of these titles. I love the first one. This was the first one that came to me. The Pope should be sued. Yeah, that's the title of a show. These are not in any kind of order. It's just as I'm brainstorming. The Pope should be sued. I have people interested in that. And the video will touch on that. But I'm also going to use that as a springboard to bring in other truths. You will find out why the Pope should be sued. And maybe that'll take a minute and a half. The rest of the 8.5 minutes will be meat, bringing truth to people who might not have ever heard it. Another title, Christians Worship Demons. Well, we all know that one. Joel Osteen is a liar. Yes, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. That is why I'm George Patton. That's why I'm George Patton. Joel Osteen is a liar. Billy Graham deceived millions. That's the title of the frickin' video. Homosexuals are saved. How's that for a title? Homosexuals are saved. Jesus drank. Money corrupts religion. Modern pastors crucified Christ. How about this one? Evolution is a lie. People like these. See, I was trying to get into social topics too. Like, think, what's a catchy, you know, social thing that these social justice warriors care about, which I don't care about at all. I had to force myself to think about this stuff because I don't think this way. I want titles like, you know, the word Aeonian related to the book of Matthew, you know, but nobody's going to click on that. They don't care about it. Even the three Greek words translated hell. No. You need something like Billy Graham is going to hell. You need something like that rather than the three Greek words translated hell. See, I couldn't have a video called the three Greek words translated hell. Nobody's going to click on it. No, it doesn't come up in any search terms. However, Billy Graham is going to hell and he's going to Hades. He's in Hades. See, but I can use that then. And in the video, I will explain the three Greek words translated hell. You see, but I just don't announce it as that. I announce it that Billy Graham's going to hell. Shocking. And I see, I'm telling you this. You're the insiders. You're the insiders. I'm telling you this so that you don't think that I've gone off on some, Martin Zinner's trying to be cool. No, I'm already cool. Martin Zinner's trying to be popular. Martin Zinner's trying to fit in. No, I don't give a crap about fitting in. I hate this world. I'm trying to introduce the truth to people who might have never heard it before. Evolution is a lie. The Antichrist is alive. Ooh, I'd click on that just to see where he is. The arrogance of free will. Now see, that's kind of, I'm reading these for the first time. The arrogance of free will, I don't know, that sounds almost like a scriptural title. And I kind of want to avoid those. The scripture comes in the video. You see what I'm doing, don't you? I know you do. I know you do. Ten Commandments produce criminals. Yes, the Ten Commandments produces criminals. I think that's a great title, actually. Love wins. You see, that's a takeoff on that book by that nut job. I can't remember his name right now. As soon as I turn the camera off, I'll remember his name. But so somebody who's searching for the title of that book, Love Wins, they'll find my video, Love Wins. Oh, my God. God does not hate divorce. God does not hate divorce. There's a scripture that people think God. I mean, divorce is terrible. It sucks. It's not ideal. But it's a mixed. The King James screwed up the Hebrew there. God hates putting away. A husband could put away his wife, which is a terrible sin, a terrible evil. Basically, he kept her as his wife, but he didn't have any relations with her. He didn't love her anymore. Basically, put her in the closet with the broom and the peanut butter, and then she couldn't go find happiness. God hated that. If a man didn't want his wife around anymore, he would to give her a writ of divorce, which she can go find happiness, instead of with that moron who somehow doesn't know how to love his wife. So that's a great topic. Let's see. Sex is better than religion. Yeah, this is off the top of my head. Sex is better than religion. Is Trump the Antichrist? That's going to get at least 1,000 views, like on day two. Is Trump the Antichrist? Whether I think he is or not doesn't matter. It's the title, you see. It's the title. I'm only here. I'm here. If you're looking at the car, I got this much more to go. I don't even know if I'm going to read all these to you. I'm going to go through them quick. I'm going to quit commenting on them. I'm just going to go. And again, I'm reading these for the first time. Walk away from church. I know where God lives. Why death is good. Why death is good. Suicide is not the unpardonable sin. See these declarative titles. To the point. Suicide is not... Oh, I just said that one? Suicide is not the unpardonable sin? Oh, yeah. Scott hate abortion. Does God... I was speaking this into my phone. It says, Scott hates abortion? Oh, no. Does God hate abortion? Does God hate abortion? A lot of these... This came to me via nicotine. A lot of these are questions. I think that's a good idea. It's only taken me, you know, a few years to learn it. 10 false prophets. I don't even know who they are, but the number 10 is good. 10 false prophets. I don't even know who they are. I'll make it up as I go. But I'll use it to teach some vital truth, but only because people are clicking 10 false prophets. Ooh, who are they? I don't even know who they are yet, but I'll figure it out when I get there. The earth is round. I know some of you don't like that. No, the earth is flat. Who cares? It's round, but who cares? It's a controversial title. The earth is round. Let's see what Zinner has to say about this. I know when the dinosaurs lived. People love to talk about dinosaurs. People care about them. I don't care about them, but I know when they lived. I know when they lived. Cats are smarter than Christians. That's funny. 10 signs of a false prophet. All right? I could probably come up with these on the top of my head. See, I can't help but comment. 10 signs. People who believe in hell are deranged. This is a takeoff of my people who believe in eternal torment are nuts, which was a very popular video. What does God think of premarital sex? Another question. Why Christians love the book of James? How to prove that the Bible is inspired? Why Darwin invented evolution? This is why Hitler killed the Jews. Muslims can't help it. That's the title right there. Muslims can't help it. Can't help what? You gotta click on the video to find out. Then I'll probably lay on you some truth about the 7th chapter of Daniel when the 4 beasts come out of the sea. That's a good one. Did Jesus have sex? Oh man, that's so good. Did Jesus have sex? How to find Jesus at a bar. Christianity is a mental disorder. I also thought of making that the title of a book. And it is. Christianity is a mental disorder. I'm very entertained because I'm reading these for the first time. 10 reasons why Christianity is a cult. Did Jesus have girlfriends? That's related to the sex topic. Why Jesus chose fishermen? What year will the rapture happen? You see, I hate the term rapture. It's the snatching away, but I'm going to put it in my title. So don't think I've apostatized. And it's like, this guy knows the year the rapture will happen. It says, what year will the rapture happen? I don't know what year the rapture will happen. But you see, the title is provocative. And I'm going to say in the video, I don't know what year the rapture was. You said you're... No, I didn't say I was going to. I just asked the question, what year? See how this is starting to work? All right. What year will the kingdom begin? The danger of going to church. Here's a great title. Quit church now. Does God torture people for eternity? Does God allow things or cause them? And that's a little theological. I'm going to scratch that out. Does God cause things or allow them? No, I want to get away from that pattern. I'm breaking the mold, people. This is George Patton here. I'm breaking the mold. I'm doing things my way. And I'm gonna deliver Europe from the thraldom to Hitler. I got some Hitler titles here too. Does Satan have a free will? Yeah, see, that's a little theological. I'm scratching that. White cheese, this is not a Christian. White cheese? Obviously, that was a Siri problem there. White cheese, this is not a... I don't even know what that is. The end of Joel Osteen. Ooh, see, I'm putting names in here. The end of Joel Osteen. Billy Graham's satanic legacy. It's a hit. The truth behind near-death experiences. See, people love this crap. I don't give a crap. But I do know the truth behind it, so I'm going to tell it. Mary wasn't sinless. Ooh. Why prostitution should be legal. Mm-hmm. I actually believe it should be legal, by the way. Are murderers responsible for their actions? That's pretty good, because that's not strictly a scriptural title. It's not a biblical title. See, people sometimes don't like biblical titles. They don't want the Revelation series, but they do want to know why Hitler killed the Jews. Or they do want to know 10 signs of a false prophet, even though I don't, as we speak, know 10 signs of a false prophet. The mother of all harlots. Quit church today. Whose fault is it that you're a sinner? That's a little theological. Was Adam really the first human? That's a good title. Are there such things as ghosts? See, people love the ghosts. Are there such things as ghosts? What people saw at Fatima. Yeah, that's going to be that place where people thought they saw Mary. Don't trust miracles. Why can't anyone heal the sick? The name of the worst sinner who ever lived. Will Adolf Hitler be saved? When will the tribulation start? Where are dead people? What happens at seances? Satan at the Council of Nicaea. Why Martin Luther was wrong. Will Judas be saved? Why did Jesus pick Judas? This is why you're depressed. God loves gay people. The truth about hell. The truth about death. The truth about free will. Here's a good one. People who believe in the Trinity will die. America's place in prophecy. The Battle of Armageddon is real. Where is the Garden of Eden? Details about the world's first erection. Yes, that you will hear that show sometime in the next few months. That's a good one. Details about the world's first erection. Did Joseph and Mary have sex? Is Mary alive today? What happened to Elijah? Why people commit suicide? 10 reasons to quit church. You see, some of these are related, but that's okay. I'm going to bring out different truths every time. How is the world going to end? The truth about Benny Hinn. The truth about Donald Trump. That could be anything. The truth about, I'm going to get the truth about Donald Trump. I don't know what I'm going to say yet, but I know that the title is a killer. You notice I get in the same, as I'm reciting these things, I get in that mood, you know, I get in that mode. The truth about Joel Osteen, the truth about Billy Graham, the real reason God created Satan, the salvation of Satan, why did Martin Luther drink beer? Does God allow abortion? Are Christians allowed to get drunk? What if you are not responsible for your sin? Do cigarette smokers go to hell? I know where Judas is. Some people probably think he's living in Argentina, whatever. I should say, is Judas living in Argentina? I'm going to change that. Is Judas living in Argentina? That's going to be the title. I swear to you, is Judas living in Argentina? People love that garbage. I'll give them a garbage title, and then I'll give them the truth in the video. Is Judas living in Argentina? Why you should quit your job. Why you should quit college. 10 ways to be happy. I can't wait to hear what I have to say about that. Are fat people saved? Quick answer, no. Why you should hate certain people. I like that. 10 reasons to build a hut in the woods. Is money really the root of all evil? How to get rich quick. The gospel that no one knows. Is the Loch Ness Monster real? Why men went to the moon. No idea what that video is going to be about. No idea. I was just reeling these off. Why men went to the moon. But I'll talk about the eons or something. I'll relate the moon to the eons. I'll relate the moon to the darkness. Compare it to the sun. See, I've already got ideas about how I'm going to make that video, even though I had no idea when I came up with this title. I'm going to finish these. I'm not going to get to the scripture today, but this, I believe, I'm going to reinvigorate you when the 31 differences between the two evangels is done. Then I am going to put an American flag behind me. I'm going to put an army helmet on. I'm going to put 5 freaking stars on my helmet and on my sleeve, and I am going to give you a charge of how to distribute these videos, how to share them on social media. I'm not on social media, but this is the deal you and I are going to have. I'm going to provide the content, and you're going to get this out, and you're going to take it seriously. You're going to treat it like a job, because it is going to be a job. And you're going to be participants with me directly. Some of you already are in getting this truth out. And these videos are going to have thousands of views, not hundreds. And the titles are going to help. And then you're going to finish the deal. I'm going to provide the content. I'll put the titles on. You send them out. Your job is extremely important. You're the soldiers. You're going to go out and you're going to send these things from the comfort of your own home. Okay? Will I see my pets in heaven? Where is my dead mother? Will I recognize people in heaven? Satan is in heaven, and Jesus went to hell. That's not bad. It's a little theological, but I think it'll work. This is what Judas was thinking. I might have to smooth that one out a little bit, but the idea is good. Was Mary sexy? Was Mary sexy? I don't think I'll use that one. Why you should never visit cemeteries? Do demons speak to people today? What if I can't forgive someone? Does God like me? What happens if I kill myself? 10 ways not to commit suicide. Are there any unlawful foods today? Was Jesus born on December 25th? What does God think about Halloween? The truth about Adolf Hitler. Was Mother Teresa saved? When will the tribulation start? God will kill millions of Christians. I already made a video of that title. I'm going to make another one. What will happen at the resurrection? What will my new body look like? How many people are saved? If God controls everything, why pray? Does prayer change anything? Why has no one ever found the original scriptures? Are there true prophets today? Why doesn't God make me well? The reason for dreams. Did Jesus Christ really die? I know what killed the dinosaurs. I'm bringing the dinosaurs back. Don't blame your parents. That's the whole thing. Don't blame your parents. I might have to refine that one, but the real reason why God invented sex. What if I knowingly sin? The purpose of prayer. What Jesus believed about hell. What does God look like? I know what Jesus looked like. It's the title of a video. Why the world hates the Jews. Title of a video. I know the name of the person who crucified Jesus. I know the name of the person who crucified Jesus. I mean, I could go a bunch of different places with that. The giants of the ancient world. Does the Tower of Babel still exist? Ah, you see? You can go many places there. Has Noah's Ark been discovered? I know when Adam will raise from the dead. Why women have long hair? Can people speak to the dead? Did I already say that one? The creation of Satan. Will the United States survive? The truth about Mother Teresa. Catholic priests are pedophiles. Is Joel Osteen a pedophile? That's a nasty title. I really shouldn't be. Is Joel Osteen a pedophile? I really shouldn't say that because he's not. And that's kind of a low blow. I think I'm going to use it. And the last, why women can't be homosexual. All right, why women can't be homosexuals. And it's true, they can't be. This has been Martin Zender. We are going to embark upon an amazing journey with MZTV. We're going to do it from Studio One. The video is going to be short. They're going to be hard-hitting. It's polished. You see, people are going to be attracted to it because it's got a nice intro. It's from a studio. Great sound, great lighting, interesting title. And we're going to bring people into the body of Christ. And in the process of doing that, we're going to bring the last person into the body of Christ.